Talking with Joel Dye of the City of Holland, it's the annual Community Development Block Grant Consultation Meeting and Public Hearing. It sounds dry on the surface, Joel, but this is more than just something for the insiders around the Tulip City. This is something the entire community should be aware of, isn't it?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about it.
The City of Holland is an entitlement community as defined by the federal government. And in short, what that means is we get about $300,000 a year from the federal government to improve our neighborhoods. We've been an entitlement community since the mid-1990s, and we use that money, the supermajority, goes to home improvement programs, where we help low-income homeowners fix up their houses through our home repair program. That program is set up and designed where the city will pay a portion of the cost, the homeowner pays a portion of the cost, and we give them a new roof or a new furnace, new water heater, whatever it is they need to, you know, fix up their house and, you know, stay in their house. It's a program where we kind of meet the homeowner in the middle. Instead of a complete free giveaway, they meet us in the middle with, you know, addressing that issue. As a part of receiving this annual grant from the federal government, we have to have two public hearings. The first one, which is tonight, is going to establish what are some of the needs in the community. And then the second one, which happens in April, is one where, you know, people get a chance to comment on City Council's final allocation on which programs get funding.
This is more for like groups and agencies and the like, but can individuals go for these block grants, or is it more of a community, a neighborhood community association might be needed
to,
on this?
To receive the funding, you have to be a nonprofit. However, the meeting for tonight is a chance for residents to come in and tell us what they're seeing on the streets, some needs that they might identify that's out there that may not be, you know, may not have risen to the top yet. So while the funding is really, you know, will be allocated to nonprofits, and as I mentioned, the supermajority, you know, over 200,000, it, you know, stays within City Hall for our home repair program, because we run that. We do contract, you know, the previous year we contracted with Good Samaritan Ministries for their Neighborhood Connections program, where they work with neighborhood groups to, you know, organize them, help them take ownership of their neighborhoods and, you know, work to improve their neighborhoods. We have funded with the Fair Housing Center of West Michigan to advocate for fair housing and non-discrimination issues. And then we have funded in the past Center for Women in Transition and the shelter that they run. So the recipients of the funds typically are nonprofits, but we heavily encourage residents to, you know, come to the meeting, talk to us, let us know what they're seeing on the street, because, as I mentioned before, there might be an issue that's out there in the neighborhood that it just hasn't risen to the level where City Hall is aware of it yet.
Now, Joel, tonight's meeting is more of, okay, there's some gripes, there's some problems that need addressing, and these block grants could possibly do that. But over the years that you've been involved with the program, can it be pinpointed saying, hey, that block grant really helped develop this or improve that? Are we seeing really concrete successes so far since the block program began in Holland?
Yeah, very much so. You can just look at our core neighborhoods, you know, between, you know, 10th Street and 24th Street, where a majority of our home repair program funding goes. We have been really, you know, capable of trying to, of shoring up some of those homes with our block grant funds, helping, you know, low income, you know, families stay in their homes. If we didn't have this program in place with the home repair program, I think it's safe to say there would have been more people who'd have lost their houses. And the value of the houses would have fallen further than what they did during the housing crisis of 2008 through 2012. Bowes Pool over, you know, Smallenberg Park off 16th Street. This year we used block grant funding to remove the rusted chain link barbed wire fence and put up a new vinyl covered, you know, plastic, you know, black fence around it to improve the aesthetics. So when the kids go there to swim, they don't feel like they're swimming inside a penitentiary. Minute Mart is being rehabbed right now over in Washington Square. the city has helped. You know, we're using some block grant dollars with that homeowner. We're giving, I think, about 10, maybe 15% of the total rehab cost is coming from block grant dollars to help bring that building back to its old former glory. So those are just some real quick examples of where we've used block grant funds in the past to strengthen the neighborhoods.
This meeting identifies the needs. The next meeting and the next hearing pretty much makes the determination of where the block grant money is going to go?
Yep. The process is going to be, this meeting tonight is to identify the needs. Then over the course of the next 2 months, we have an ad hoc committee here at City Hall comprised of city residents called the Neighborhood Improvement Committee. They will be meeting to determine where the money should go, and they'll forward that recommendation to City Council. And then City Council will have a final public hearing at their level where the residents will have a chance to respond to the allocations.